are. And I want to start with, I think, what is maybe probably the most important topic, but it's one that is forgotten. And that is how to have a case strategy before you ever begin discovery. So for a moment, I want you to imagine that you're given this task, that your lawsuit is to prove how a baseball hitter in the major leagues hits a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. So if you got that case, the first thing you do is you look around the country for experts. And you come across this physicist at Yale, Robert Adair, who's written a book about the physics of baseball. And you would find the following, that batter has 350 milliseconds to hit a 95-mile-an-hour ball that's traveling 60 feet, 6 inches from the pitcher's mound to the home plate. So how fast is 350 milliseconds? I want you all to tell me, who can tell me what is the quickest voluntary muscle in the human body that the brain can activate? What's the quickest voluntary muscle? All right, well, it's not your hand or your leg, and it's not an involuntary muscle like the heartbeat. So what is the quickest voluntary muscle? So let's get, I like to get volunteers, so I've got a scratch off. You have a chance to win $3,000. We're going to get people involved. This is not going to be your typical CLE. It's going to be quite different, and I promise it'll be memorable. So in the far back, did you have a guess? The blink of the eye, that's perfect. So I'm going to leave this scratch off here so I don't walk back there. And we won't have to share the winnings if you win the $3,000. So it's all yours. All right, so it's the blink of the eye. How fast can you blink your eye? 150 milliseconds.